This program is designed to provide general information with regards to the subject matters covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the hosts, guests, sponsors, or station are engaged in rendering any specific and personal medical, financial, legal, counseling, professional service, or any advice. You should seek the services of competent professionals before applying or trying any suggested ideas.
Beautiful, beloved, immortal beings and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance overflowing today because your brain is going to be stimulated. And when you stimulate your brain, you can do anything. You're going to learn to entrain your brain. And that's why you consciously and conscientiously tuned into The Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore, B-A-R-R-Y-S-H-O-R-E. And everything that you're going to hear today, you don't have to write anything down. Just lean in and let it flow over you, because all you have to do is go to www.barryshore.com, and all the information about our amazing guest and everything that he does for you will be there waiting. So just relax, enjoy, and feel the enjoyment of living with your humble host, Barry Shore. And remember, you tuned in for one reason and one reason only. And that's great. It is the most important reason that you tuned in, because you care the most in the entire world about you. Y-O-U. E-W-E, you. And that's great, because when you care the most about you, you will become the best you possible. And when you're the best you, you make the world a better place. You can build bridges of harmony, create more joy, happiness, peace, and love in the world. So we welcome you. And at this very moment, because we're carried over the internet and we're broadcast throughout the world, you are joined, I think the number is 313,690 people at the moment, and probably more, several thousand will be joining as the show goes on. Over 300,000 people listening at this very moment. And thank you for that. You come specifically for one reason only, because you care about you. And you know that in this show, we're going to have a lot of fun. We're going to do a lot of great stuff. And you're going to learn a lot. And you're going to be able to use what you learn. That's the most important part. Practical tips and tools, not just ideas, things you can do right now to make a difference. Because you know that on this show, we work with the three fundamentals of life. Number one fundamental is life. Your life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, you can go mad. That's number two. Now, in this case, MAD is a great acronym that stands for make a difference. When you lead a purpose-driven life, you make a difference in the world. And the third fundamental is that you can uncover and unlock the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms. Simple example, WWW. Ask anybody, what does it stand for? And invariably, they'll tell you it has nothing to do with the internet. And factually speaking, they're correct. But in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, WWW stands for, drum roll, fanfare, da-dun, da-da. What a wonderful world. And what is the word? W-H-A-T-A. What a wonderful world. Now, remember, on this show, since it's all about you, everything that we do is geared to making you healthier, wealthier, and wiser. And as Jack Canfield, the co-author of Chicken Soup for the Soul, the biggest selling title in the history of publishing, said to me, hey, Barry, who doesn't want that? To be healthier, wealthier, and wiser? I'm in. And he is, as are you. So remember the three fundamentals. Number one, life. Your life has purpose. Number two, go mad. Go make a difference. And number three, unlock the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. Here's another simple example. Smile. Smile. You have WWW, What a Wonderful World. Think of that song. Whenever you hear that song, and a big tip of the hat to Satchmo and Louis Armstrong for making that song go viral and touch tens, if not hundreds of millions, billions of people around the planet. The minute you hear the opening bars of What a Wonderful World, what do you do right away? You smile, of course. Now, SMILE is one of the greatest acronyms you could have internalized, utilized, and leveraged in your life, because SMILE stands for Seeing Miracles in Life Every Day. Seeing miracles in life every day. Now, invariably, when I speak to people, whether it's 50 people or 50,000 or 300,000, like right now, people raise their hands and say, but Barry Shore, I've been up for hours already, haven't seen any miracles. And I ask them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you see? Do you have water to drink? Do you have food to eat? Do you have a place to sleep? Do you have family? Do you have friends? Can you stand? Can you walk? Those are all miracles. Now, it happens to be that this show is taking place at a space and time. It's called the year 2020. This year will be remembered for decades to come, maybe even a century to come. People will be watching this particular show, The Joy of Living, maybe this particular episode, because we're talking about the brain. And people remember that was the year of a pandemic, worldwide pandemic. So here's a proof of being able to see a miracle. 1 million+ people didn't get out of bed this morning. Why? They died. But you didn't. By definition, if you're here watching or listening, you're alive. To be alive is the greatest miracle of all. Now, here's another issue. Because of the pandemic, millions of people can't get out of bed. They're infirm because of the situation. But I trust that 99.99% of everybody watching can get out of bed this morning. Miraculous. Now, again, we have over 300,000. Now we're up to 320,000+ people watching and listening right now. Thank you very much. I'm greatly honored and humbled by that. But people come and watch the show. And most people know, have been with us now for almost 2 years, the story of Barry Shore. Because on September 17, 2004, I was standing up in the morning, just like I hope 99.99% of everybody watching, hale and hearty, able to leave tall buildings in a single bound. And that evening, I was in the hospital, paralyzed, my neck down. I became what's known as a quadriplegic. Nothing on my body moved. 144 days in hospital. I was 2 years in a hospital bed, my own home. I couldn't turn over by myself. I was 4 years in a wheelchair. You see, my hands still don't work like yours, those who are able to see on the internet right now. And I have braces on both legs, my hips to my ankles for 1.5 years. That was progress. Thank God today I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory, albeit with the help of a 6.5-foot walking wand made for me by a Zen master, but I still can't walk up a stair by myself or a curb, and I have help 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice, positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Why? Because I've learned to see miracles in life every day. I get out of bed. Takes me 10 minutes still, but I can get out of bed. I couldn't do that for years. So I got to tell you a quick story, though. My 8-year-old niece comes over to me a few weeks ago, and she says, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile, S-M-I-E-L? And I thought about it. I said, smile? Sounds the same. Why not? I asked her, how come? Because she says, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life. Out of the mouth of babes. Isn't that wonderful? But what was she doing? She was creating the kind of world that she wants to live in. We all want to live in. And CREATE is a wonderful acronym. We're going to learn a lot of acronyms and words today. CREATE is a great acronym that stands for Causing Rethinking, Enabling All to Excel. And you're going to hear a lot about rethinking over the next few minutes together with our amazing guest. Because when you do that, remember, everybody has a brain. You have 100 billion+ brain cells and 10,000 trillion synapses connecting all those brain cells, and they're there for more than deciding what kind of latte you want this morning. Causing your rethinking, enabling all to excel. Now, I just have to warn you in advance that your humble host, Barry Shore, BarryShore.com. If you remember, want to read, share this with at least 5 people, I'd like you to do that, because then 1.5 million people will be watching this and learning a lot of great information and practical tips and tools to use. But I do use a lot of four-letter words. And I even use the four-letter F-U word. I do it purposely for the shock value and because it's fun. But the four-letter words that we use, because it's, we live in a world of positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, the four-letter words that we use are live, life, grow, hope, holy, free, gift. Four-letter words. I urge you, use four-letter words. And the four-letter F-U word is fun. F-U, capital N, capital N. Now, people right away raise that, but Barry Shore, fun's only spelled with three letters. Not in our world, the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. Fun is spelled F-U, capital N, capital N. Pardon me. I was enjoying it myself. So after the show, when you see your family and friends, you point your finger, put a smile on your face. Remember, that stands with a twinkle in your eye, and say, F-U, everybody. But remember to add right away, capital N, capital N. They say, where'd you get that? He said, well, I listened to The Joy of Living with Barry Shore. And he said, tell everybody, F you. Spread it around. Now, I'm going to ask you, before we bring our guest on, to change the world. And the best way to change the world is to change yourself. And how you change yourself, you want to align your thoughts that are good with your speech, which is good, and your actions, which are good. And if you use the two most powerful words in the English language, consciously and conscientiously, three times a day, okay, you know what three is, three times a day, you will change yourself and change the world for the better. And these two words are, drum roll, fanfare, da-da, da-da, thank you. Thank you. Thank stands for to harmonize and network kindness. To harmonize and network kindness. The Dalai Lama has been quoted as saying, I read in his writings, be kind whenever possible. And it's always possible, he says. Now remember or imagine when we go back into our coffee houses and you walk into the coffee shop and you order your fancy latte for $5.50. You go, you order it, and you sit down, and a few minutes later, somebody brings it to you. You say, thank you. You go back into coffee shop, order your fancy latte, $5.50. A few minutes go by, nobody brings it to you. So you go up to the counter and they say, oh, I'm sorry, we forgot, we're very busy, we'll bring it to you. You go sit down, and a few more minutes go by. Finally, somebody brings it to you, say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and it's raining out. Somebody holds the door open for you. You say, thank you. You're walking out of the coffee shop and it's raining out. Somebody slams the door on you. You say, thank you. You're stuck in traffic, you're late for an appointment. Somebody cuts you off. You say, thank you. You get to the middle of the night and you stub your toe and it hurts. You say, thank you. To harmonize and network kindness. Kind is a great word, an acronym that stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. And I can't think of somebody that I would rather share this spot with right now who inspires noble deeds, who helps people realize the best in them than this amazing, wonderful fellow, the person I call Maury Z, Maury Zelkovich. Maury, are you there? Can you say a huge hello to 323,618 people around the world?
Hello, everybody. Hello. It's not you, but, you know, I'm trying.
Maury, be you. That's all we care about. See, the point is, Maury was teaching everybody just then that the real point is not to be Barry Shore or somebody else. When you become you, you make the world a better place. Look at Maury. Maury Z, as I call him instead of Zelkovich. Maury Z, look at right behind him. He purposely puts in his studio image these two interesting ideas that exist in your brain on a regular basis. Something he calls chaos, and the other he calls kotlem, or he used to call it clam, but I told him, no, don't clam up, Maury. Be calm and speak. So, Maury, I'm just going to jump in and tell everybody that you are the world's first and only and foremost brainwave entrainment engineer. So with that as an introduction, would you tell us what a BEE, everybody knows what a BEE is, they think, no, it's really a brain entrainment engineer. That's a new acronym you just taught me, thank you. Brain entrainment engineer. Please tell us, I think I know what a brain is, I think I know what an engineer is, what does it mean to entrain?
Okay. Well, first of all, thank you for having me, Barry. I cannot tell you how much fun I've had. It's almost a shame that I get brought into this conversation. I was being so entertained at the beginning of your show.
By the way, when was the last time somebody said F you to you and you laughed?
Actually, all the time. All the time. And it doesn't even matter what kind of attitude they had behind the term. Sometimes it can be a term of endearment. So the one thing that I would like to add, though, is there was a four-letter word that I didn't hear you say. Love.
Love. We're going to be talking about love and calm yeah, later. Thank you.
Exactly. You're welcome. So I thought I'd add.
By the way, love is an acronym. It stands for living on vibrant energy.
I love that. So, but
thank you for recognizing that I skipped over love.
Well, I'm sure it's quite difficult to get all of them in such a limited time frame, but I digress, as I often do. So, brainwave entrainment engineer. A brainwave entrainment engineer is someone who basically creates audio or visual stimulation patterns, and I'll translate all of this in a moment.
Please.
That involves the activity of your brain cells, your neurons. And as Barry mentioned, there are billions and billions of brain cells, these neurons. Interestingly enough, neurons also exist in your heart and in your gut. I'm pointing down here in case I just realized the camera doesn't go there. And that's often why people have feelings and they say, you know, it doesn't feel right in my heart, or I have a gut feeling. That is actually a legitimate feeling, because the brain cells actually exist in all of these areas. So what I do is I create audio and visual stimulation patterns, because your eyes and your ears actually have a large capacity to influence your brainwave activity. And why that is important is when you influence your brainwave activity, that actually changes your neurochemical makeup. Because when your brain is pulsing at, many of you are familiar with the term alpha or beta or theta or delta and gamma, these are all frequencies that denote the amount of times a neuron is pulsing in a second. And when I say pulsing, I don't mean inflating and deflating. It's actually expelling a very minute electric impulse. Depending on how many times your neuron pulses a certain frequency in a second and where it's located in the brain, that actually dictates the kind of neurochemistry that your brain produces, which can include things like neurotransmitters, endorphins, which you feel through exercise often, or if you make love, at least if you make love the right way, and then also other neurochemicals. And what happens is, and why that's important is, that it's the soup that gets created that actually allows you to feel what you feel. So Barry is actually an ideal example of taking conscious control of his brain activity to create chemistry that allows someone who has gone through everything he has gone through, and not to look at it as hell on earth, not to look at it as a bad thing, but to have learned from it. And I bet if I asked Barry, because maybe I'll turn the tables and I'll interview him for a minute. But Barry, if I were to ask you about your experiences, would you say that you would be spiteful about them or grateful for them?
Absolutely, 100% grateful. And I mean great both ways, G-R-A-T-E yeah. and G-R-E-A-T, grateful. Yeah.
And that's my point. So what people need to understand is, especially in this time of COVID and the economy and everything else that's going on, believe it or not, you have control over how you're going to feel. And you have control over how you can feel and how you act and react amongst all of this. Look around you. There are people who still laugh authentically and smile and do nice things. Barry is a great example. He's probably the top of the pyramid for that. But there's lots of people who are working to get up there too. And there's people who are miserable. And that essentially is a choice. So when I got started in all of this, I'm going to guess at Barry's next question, how I got started in this would be that I spent the first 40 odd years of my life feeling like the world sucked. And I'd like you to look at the darkest black color you can see around you. If you're online and you're looking at the windows of Barry and my faces here, you'll see black. That used to be a bright sunny day for me. I literally looked out my windows every single morning, crossed my fingers, spread the curtains and hoped I would see mushroom clouds. Because if I saw mushroom clouds, it meant that I didn't have to live through another day. I tried to kill myself at least a half a dozen times. But to be fair, if you try to kill yourself and you really want to, it only takes once.
Well, I was going to say,
yeah. It only takes
once. You couldn't even do that right?
I couldn't do it right. Because
you were so depressed, you couldn't even do that right.
That's right. But the truth is, I obviously really didn't want to die. And when I realized that I couldn't find a way to die, I had to find a way to live. And I think Barry could probably relate to that. I bet you there's a lot of people out there in the audience today that can relate to that. So what happens is, what I originally interpreted as bad, as horrible, as I must have been some piece of work in about 400 previous lives, I now am totally grateful for, because when I stopped looking at what I was experiencing as bad, and instead of as what is it trying to teach me, that's when everything started turning around for me. So I started realizing, huh, isn't it interesting that when you look at something as bad, that's a choice. Ultimately, there really is nothing that's bad. An injury isn't bad. Death isn't even bad. It's only the meaning we give it. And if people don't believe me, they can make a comment, and I'm happy to explain why this is true. And I'm sure 99% of you will agree with me who don't right now, because it's all a matter of perspective.
This is let me just put you on pause a moment, because again, thank God we have a worldwide audience, a large following in Asia, specifically India, actually, but in China as well, and throughout Africa, Australia, Europe, and such. Maury is sitting in a country called Canada in the far east coast, or not totally in the far east coast,
but central east.
Central East.
Yeah.
He's not over to Newfoundland or Newfoundland, as people don't know anything say. And I'm sitting in sunny Southern California, which it is actually, and it's November. He's up in what used to be sunny, but it's now 6 o'clock, so it's already dark. But the point is that I want to mention three things that you did touch on, and it's important to put, again, in perspective. Maury was describing regular human beings. In other words, people most often, unless you seize the moment and make the choice, then happiness eludes you. So one of the things that I have been able to share with people over the past few decades in training myself, and so that I was almost prepared for being a quadriplegic, if you can hear these kind of words, the six most important words I teach people are choice, not chance, determines your destiny. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. And that's what you mentioned several times already, Maury. I'm going to ask you a question about something in just a moment, but I want to make also that clear that you said that life became your teacher. You were able to learn. Now, interesting enough, since I love working with words, the word teach and the word cheat are the same exact letters. In other words, prior to recognizing that life was teaching you something, in your eyes, it was cheating you. It was cheating you of the ability to celebrate, to be there in love and joy, happiness and peace. You were being cheated. And then all of a sudden, something occurred. We'll talk about either it was an aha moment or a series of pulses, aha moments in your neurons and your gut and your heart and your mind. And then I want to go a little bit deeper and ask you the question that's been sitting with me. When you talk about the audio and the visual, are these something that you create for each individual? Or these are things you've created and someone can acquire them and then use them for themselves? In other words, they fit almost every human pattern.
Yes. So
that's the question. Is it a custom-made shirt or is it a shirt that I can buy off the rack and utilize right away?
All right. It's a shirt that you could buy off the rack and utilize right away. That being said, there are cases where people need something customized. I can do that for them as well. But I have a whole lot of systems that have been designed to activate the brain, to stimulate the brain cells and neurology, to stimulate your electrical impulses, to get you, you know, I look at the brain as a muscle.
Yes.
And if you exercise any muscle, it becomes stronger. And not just in the event that you're, like if you're doing curls in a health club or even at home for that matter, you know, the strength in your arms and upper body that you develop can then be used for so many things other than just doing curls. And it's the same thing with your brain. So when you listen to these recordings, and they're downloadable, they're MP3s, and the visual aspects are MP4s. So they're downloadable. You can use them on your phone. You can stream them to your television. You can have them on your tablet, you know, pretty much computer, anything you want to use. It's totally available. I am not an important part of this. I created the stim patterns because everybody's brain essentially works the same. It's true that we don't think the same. That's all developmental in nature. It can have to do with our environment. It can have to do with our parents, ourselves, our friends, our religious beliefs, our whatever. Anything we think of can have these influences. But the ultimate fact is that the same chemistry will get created by each brain, assuming the brain is more or less functional. My brain is more or less functional. I'm sure most people out there have a better brain than I do.
No, systems. So the good news, let me look, ask you about, first of all, I'm going to tell you a fun story. So I think you'll like this because I might be one of the only people that's going to access your brain entrainment program that does what I'm about to tell you. So in the process of recovering some of my ability, so just to put everybody, most people know, because I have over 300,000 who watch every week, most people know that I can move my arms, I can move my head, but I can't stand up right now. I can't get up from this chair. I could do this all day, and I'd be bouncing. It's very nice, but I can't get up. I have to push and pull, and because essentially from the hips down, I'm still what they call a paraplegic. Okay, but I've acquired the ability through years of work in aquatic therapy to move my arms over my head and even forward, and I swim. Now, it took years, but I went from swimming one length of the pool to two to five, swimming a mile, and now I swim 2 miles a day,
wow,
6 days a week. And Maury, I've accumulated enough miles. You live, let's say, outside of Toronto, over 7,931 miles as of today. So that's swimming from where you live in Toronto, across the Atlantic, through the Mediterranean, through the Strait of Hercules, across the Mediterranean, up to Jerusalem, and down to Dubai. I just like 2 miles a day, 100 minutes, and I have a waterproof MP3 that I download things in. So I would love to be in the water. I'll be like a dolphin or a porpoise. I'll be listening to, I listen to now to, by the way, meditative things, but I would love to listen to the Maury Z stuff and have my brain stimulated as I'm swimming. How, I bet you don't have anybody that can say that right now.
That is 100% true. And in ordinary circumstances, for someone who doesn't have a lot of experience, I also wouldn't suggest that to start with, because this technology can be rather intense. And the last thing I would want someone to do would be to go into a differing state that might make them forget about their surroundings and, say, walk into traffic in a car or drive into a wall, or in your case, forget to move your arms. So well, in the way, beginning, I would rather you listen ordinarily, either sitting with head support or laying down. Okay, and then once you're comfortable with it, then I'm more than happy.
By the way, I'm glad you went there. I didn't realize it, so I'm really glad you went there. What we're talking about today, first of all, Maury Z, everything you want to hear about this and learn about, there's so much to learn. You don't have to worry about giving a website address and things like that. Just go to www.barryshore.com, BARRYSHORE, and all stuff about Maury will be there. Everything you want to know, everything you didn't want to know, then don't worry about that. So what we're talking about now, this is not just your living room parlor tricks type of stuff. This is really useful, but dynamic, positive, purposeful, powerful, and yes, pleasant, but it's really powerful, the essence on that. And again, working with the human being, the structure, moving from chaos into calm, because when one is in calm, you can accomplish so many things. You could fly when you're in calm. I'm going to reveal a secret. I'm not going to tell you how, but I know I have seen someone in calm levitate. I won't go further than that, but that's the power of the brain when it is in full entrancement and trainedment by an engineer who knows what he or she is doing in this case. And we do trust Maury Z. Now, speaking of trust, we do have sponsors, so we're going to go and do a short break. We'll be right back after this because you do want to hear more from Maury Z. Less from Barry Shore, even though he's great, but I want to hear more from Maury Z. And we'll be right back after the short break. Don't go away. There's more on the other side.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings, and good-looking people. And remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good, and you have found good in abundance. Join the Keep Smiling Movement, worldwide movement to show and share the Keep Smiling cards in 27 languages, many different iterations. And not only can you go mad, go make a difference, you can go make money. Yes, take a selfie, send us, go send cards. And now every week, somebody's going to win a $25 electronic gift card. Hey, that's pretty cool. And guess what? You can stop the pandemic. You can stop the virus of bad, corrosive thinking by keep smiling, because smile is internal, not just external. It comes from the heart. It comes from the mind. It comes from the lips. And just go and spread joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference. Go make money. Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. Stress kills. Joy heals. What color is your stress? You can find out. Go to barryshore.com and take the free stress test, and you'll find out what color your stress is, from sunny yellow through green, blue, gray, or black. Stress will kill. Joy will heal. You can reduce it, mitigate it, eliminate it. Go to barryshore.com. Find out the color of your stress. Do it now. Good day, everybody. Oh, am I really, really happy to be sharing with you something remarkable, interesting, and beneficial for you. It's called HelloFresh. HelloFresh is America's number one meal kit company. Pre-measured ingredients, mouth-watering seasonal recipes delivered right to your door. And get this, you can skip trips to the grocery store. It makes home cooking easy, fun, F-U-N-N, and affordable. Imagine that, convenient, no contract delivery to your doorstep. Recipes are easy to follow with pictures and simple steps. Even I can do it, and I like doing it, actually. And it cuts out those stressful ideas of meal planning and grocery store trips. Oh, my gosh. Now, of course, we all love to save money. Really great value. You can save 40% or more when you use HelloFresh versus shopping at the grocery store. So get this. Quality, fresh, pre-portioned ingredients, saving money, and something I really like also, HelloFresh is committed to donating meals to those in need. And so far, just in 2020 during our pandemic, they've donated 3.5 million meals. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to HelloFresh.com, HelloFresh.com/ 90, the number 90, joy, 90J, 90JOY, and use code 90JOY to get $90 off, including free shipping. Go to HelloFresh.com/90JOY. Use the code 90JOY to get $90 off, including free shipping. Do it today. You will thank me. Bye now.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking because you're always looking for and finding the good. And we have good in abundance. Our cup runneth over with good. It's a two-legged being. His name is Maury Z. And he is the world's foremost brain entrainment engineer. So we've been discussing your brain and how it gets better and better, becomes more calm, more purposeful, more powerful, and therefore makes you more pleasant and able to enjoy life to the full. Wonderful Maury Z, we had a number of questions up on the board, and I'm going to ask you right away. You mentioned something to me before we even began. People think that there's a difference between the conscious, the subconscious, and the unconscious. What's your take on that?
Actually, there isn't. When I hear a question like, there is no difference. When I hear a question like that, I think back to the first astronaut who was spinning around the Earth. And one of the things that he said was quite simply this. He said, I wish all the politicians and all the people of the world could see the Earth from this perspective, because there's only one Earth. There is no separation. There are no borders. And it's the same thing with your mind. People need to understand that when doctors or scientists speak about the subconscious, the conscious, or the unconscious, they are simply defining aspects of the same thing. It's just an easier way to describe a certain aspect. This is a hand. I can hold a pen. I can give you a thumbs up. I can give you this. I can do this. Right? You know, it's just a hand. It can do a whole bunch of different things, but it's still a hand.
So if I can put it in layperson's terms, not a brain entrainment engineer, there are levels of acknowledgement or ability. Is that a better way to say it?
Yeah, they're simply just facets. They're actions that the mind has as, you know, in its grocery bag of goods.
So is the conscious mind more or less conscious than the subconscious? In other words, does the subconscious part of our mind, our brain, have a more powerful ability than the conscious?
That is a great question. And again, in my opinion, no. And this is why. Most people are pretty well versed in the idea that the unconscious kind of rules the roost. It's your unconscious mind that makes you who you are, that does everything reflexively. The thing is, so some people theorize that the unconscious is like 85% of the mind. Well, even if that's true, which I'm not so sure, that's a great way to describe it. But even if that's true, where does the subconscious and unconscious get its information from?
Yes, where?
It has to get it from the consciousness.
So let's take a look at two words, brain, mind. Are they interchangeable? What is the distinction that makes a difference?
Wow, fantastic questions. Okay, so the brain is a physical structure. You can look at the brain. You can't look at the mind. The mind would be what some people, or in my opinion anyway, the mind would be what some people might call a soul or energy. Mm-hmm. It's the electric current that courses through the physical structure of the brain. So the brain is an actual physical structure. That's all it is. It has certain attributes. It makes sure the heart beats without you having to think about it. It makes sure your lungs inflate and deflate, you know, all the standard things that happen automatically, keeps the blood flowing, etc. The mind doesn't have anything to do with that. The mind is more who you are. I look at us as all robots. So we're not made of metal or plastic or, you know, wires and stuff, but we do have veins and we do have, you know, tissues and bone structure. So we're essentially robots. And what makes us different isn't the fact that we look different. It's the fact that that energy coursing through us is different. And it's the energy, I believe, that is who you are, not the physical structure. If you've moved from one home to another home, in my mind, you've simulated the act of dying, because what you've done is you've moved from one place to another. That's what I believe. You know, Einstein, among other scientists, have proven in various ways that you cannot destroy energy. It can only be changed.
Right.
And I believe that you, that's right. And you are energy more than you are a physical form.
So this is wonderful what you're saying. First of all, you're speaking to somebody who lives it and loves it. And as I mentioned, one of the reasons I built the acronym for LOVE of living on vibrant energy is because when you enter into the vibrational plane called energy, now you are taking or utilizing the physical structure, but moving it up a notch as if you're, that's what you're saying. And now you can do something called teleporting. You know, all the things that we think about in the science fiction world, but those are not science. Those are scientifically capable things because we can think of them. In other words, the mind is able to say to the brain, okay, you can't get out of your own way, but I, as mind, can enter into another dimension. We'll call it fourth, just for the using terms. And now the mind can bring about things. You mentioned Einstein, so you know, I know you have the quotes about Einstein, and we everybody celebrates and loves him because he was that one of those unique beings that understood that creativity is really part of what imagination is about. And that knowledge is great, and slide rules and computers and all those things are the tools that enable us to get to an edge, and then I want to go over the edge.
Well, let me ask you a question, Barry, if I can interrupt for a quick sec.
Please.
I'd like you to try, and I'd like those of you who are not driving, okay, to try this too. Because since we've been on the show, I have actually been watching both of us. And I don't mean I'm looking at the screen and I see me there and I see you there. What I mean is I have actually been up in the corner of my ceiling watching me interact with the computer. And then sometimes I move over to the side like this. And then I look and I see myself from the side and the head. It's a matter of exactly what you just said. It's a way of teleporting. It's a way of conceptualizing your existence. We are all brought up, taught certain things about life and the universe. And what I'd encourage everyone to do, instead of just believing everything they hear, take it in and develop their own understanding, because that's what the human condition is to me. And that's what you've done, Barry. And that's what I've done, frankly, too, going through my, what I used to call hell on earth, which actually was a wonderful birthing process for me. Right. So I just encourage people not to just believe the world is what they're told it is. I would encourage them to take in whatever they are given, especially if it resonates with them, to reinterpret it, reimagine it in a way, in a language that makes sense to them, and then to look at the earth and look at the world and look at other people with those eyes, as opposed to what other people are telling you to do and to look at. When I started doing that, when I started opening my mind to different ways of seeing things, that's really, and that was actually my recordings that helped me to do that, that actually allowed me to see the world for what it really is. Because how many people, Barry, go through their lives thinking life sucks? There's not enough wealth. There's not enough health. There's not enough love.
I hope people don't think like that, do they?
Lots of people are like that, Barry.
They think of lack? No, we think of abundance.
Exactly. But that's a choice you're making.
Yes.
And that's a great choice. And you probably are making that choice because of your experiences. You know, sometimes people are called very courageous. I would suggest that people who have gone through hardship in their life aren't courageous to get through it. They had no choice. You know, there is no courage where there is no choice. But that doesn't take away the beauty of the event and the beauty of what needed to happen to get you to where you are more enlightened. I suspect most of your listeners who number in the hundreds of thousands each time are probably well aware of this, and yet they may not be consciously aware of it, but they might actually be living their life like this. I mean, look what they're doing. They tune into your show, which is upbeat, it's uplifting, it's up everything. And it's
up you.
And it, you, up yeah, it's up you. And it makes you feel great. But it makes you feel great only because you allow it inside. So it's their choice to show up. It's their choice to listen. It's their choice to be happy. It's their choice to be entertained. And I'll tell you something, Barry. Until I met you the other day, I didn't know you existed. I am so grateful for the forum that we met on, And you have a regular listener and watcher now. Just not just a guest on your show, but someone who's going to be watching all the other guests on your show.
By the way,
as
up
well.
Yours, because up, you're going to like this. Up is a great acronym that stands for unlimited potential.
Love it.
But I want to make everybody aware that that's what Maury Z brings to the world. What his MP3s and MP4s are doing is in stimulating with energy, as he mentioned, the brain, the heart, and the gut to enable your mind to be expansive with LSD, because LSD stands for laughing, singing, and dancing. So when you're laughing and singing and dancing, using what you've been able to put together into these remarkable, stimulating sounds and images enables somebody to safely become the best themselves. Yes. I become the best me by utilizing what you have brought to the world, the B. You are the B, sir. The brain entrainment engineer, a BEE. He pollinates throughout the world. He goes from flower to flower. Each human being is really a flower. Because, you know, by the way, interesting enough, flower is spelled F-L-O-W-E-R, correct? But if you were to bring somebody who didn't know English that well, and you ask them, what is the word F-L-O-W spelled? How do you pronounce F-L-O-W? Flow. So a flower is really a flower. What it's doing is that we can't see it, but we know intellectually that there's energy moving through that plant. It has things happening to it, or else it wouldn't be alive, right? So it's really a flower. That's what we are. We're flowers. You can hear your blood flowing through the heartbeat, your mind pulsating, and your being wanting to be liberated. And that's what Maury Z has brought to us. His brain entrainment MP3s and MP4s are so powerful because they're positive, purposeful, and pleasant. And that's really what I'm so happy that you're here, as are the hundreds and hundreds of people that have put up comments and such like that. We only have a couple more minutes. Time goes by so fast. Thank you for being here again. I'm going to put you on the spot, but I like doing this for you. You have 80 seconds, sir, 80 seconds to answer the following question. What is your most fervent desire?
Okay, my most fervent desire, that's the easiest question I've ever been asked. I went through what I called hell, and what I realize now is nothing but a fantastic education. What I want for everyone in the world is to be able to access the same knowledge, the same feelings, the same understandings that I am growing and developing into. The truth is, I don't think there is a truth. I think there's better understanding that you have today than you had yesterday. And that's all I want for people. I want them to love each other. I want them to have hope. I want them to stimulate each other. I want them to be there for each other.
80 seconds. I love that hope. Hope stands for helping others progress every day. How do you like that?
Love it.
Are you ready for a huge hug in front of 331,000 people around the world?
Oh, yeah.
1, 2, 3. Thank you, wonderful Maury Z. Remember, on the joy of living with your humble host, Barry Short, go to www. Remember, that stands for whatawonderfulworld.barryshort.com. Everything about Maury Z, and there's lots there, is going to be there. Remember, we work here with the three fundamentals of life. Number one, life. Your life has purpose. And number two, as a result of living a purposely driven life, you can go mad. You can go make a difference. And number three, uncover and unlock the secrets and the power of everyday words and terms. Use four-letter words like love, live, life, grow, hope, holy, free, gift. And of course, F you, everybody. Remember to add capital N, capital N. F you, capital N, capital N. You heard on the joy of living. And remember, three times a day, say the two most powerful words in the English language. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Everyone you meet is fighting a battle you know nothing about. Be kind, always kind. Keep inspiring noble deeds. Thanks stands for to harmonize and network kindness. My blessing, our blessing to you, to everyone watching, is go forth. live exuberantly. Spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad. Go make a difference.